Welcome to today's deep dive. So, upgrading a computer's operating system is usually a massive hassle, right? Your screen goes dark, you grab a coffee, and you basically just wait.
Right, you're just stuck staring at a progress bar.
Exactly. But imagine trying to, like, completely rewrite an operating system while the machine is still actively running.
Oh man, that is a serious high wire act. I mean,
Wow.
you can't just hit pause on an entire national economy to, install an update.
Which is actually the exact scenario we are exploring today for you. We're looking at South Africa's official ICT and digital economy master plan.
Yeah, and the mission here is fascinating. We want to understand how a nation plans to rewire its entire economy to create 1 million new jobs over 10 years.
1 million.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and add a staggering 200 billion rand annually to its GDP. So they are essentially trying to leapfrog directly into the fourth industrial revolution.
Right, because if they don't, those traditional job pathways are going to close entirely just due to global automation and things like that.
Exactly. But to successfully upgrade that operating system, you first have to actually build the physical hardware that it runs on.
Okay, so let's unpack this hardware side because the data is pretty wild. South Africa currently imports about $8.16 billion worth of electronics, but they only export $1.67 billion.
Yeah, that is a massive gap.
It really is. So the plan calls for this huge pivot to local physical technology production. We're talking Internet of Things, sensors, LiDAR, electric vehicles.
Which makes complete sense. I mean, you have to transition from just being a consumer in the digital economy to actually being a creator.
Right, because it's like trying to run a cutting-edge server farm while relying entirely on your neighbor's hardware. If you don't control the foundational chips and sensors, you're just at the mercy of the global supply chain.
Absolutely.
But I do have to push back here for a second. Is local manufacturing actually viable? Because, China produces over a quarter of the world's manufacturing output. How does a developing market even begin to compete with that kind of scale?
Well, what's fascinating here is that traditional manufacturing requires massive billion-dollar assembly lines, right? But fourth industrial revolution tech fundamentally changes those rules.
How so?
So things like LiDAR rely really heavily on high-value intellectual property, specialized engineering, and low volume but high margin production.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so you don't actually need a mega factory. You need a smart, agile lab. And that completely levels the playing field against those older economies of scale.
So you're not trying to out-manufacture industrial giants on cheap, mass-produced goods. You're competing on precision and IP instead.
Precisely. And the master plan actually points to a local success story called Lightwear as proof of this. They manufacture LiDAR.
And LiDAR is the remote sensing lasers, right?
Exactly, the ones used in autonomous vehicles and drones.
Well,
Well, Lightwear is already globally competitive. They're producing over 30,000 units annually right now.
wait, really? 30,000 units.
Yeah, because these are highly specialized, really compact components, so targeted local production can absolutely thrive on the global stage.
Okay, so if a company like Lightwear proves South Africa can build these advanced sensors, the immediate question becomes, well, what do they actually do with them?
Right, where do they plug them in?
Exactly. And the blueprint banks heavily on integrating this tech into the traditional industries that form the backbone of the economy, like using drones for agriculture or robotics for manufacturing.
Yeah, those transformative tech applications.
But okay, here's where it gets really interesting. When I read the example about the Exxaro Belfast coal mine, I literally had to reread it because, you hear digital economy and you immediately think of Silicon Valley software engineers, not a coal mine covered in soot.
It definitely sounds like a contradiction at first. But if we connect this to the bigger picture, digitizing those older physical industries is exactly how a nation creates inclusive growth.
Okay, break that down for me.
Well, the Exxaro mine created what's called a digital twin. It's basically a complete virtual replica of their physical assets running in real time.
But how does that actually work in practice for something as like unpredictable and messy as a coal mine?
So instead of sending miners down a newly dug shaft to see if a ventilation layout works, which is, incredibly dangerous, they run the exact airflow physics through the digital replica first.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they know if a tunnel will collapse or fill with gas before a single rock is ever actually mined. So you make the work infinitely safer and just far more efficient.
That makes a lot of sense. You're taking the traditional workforce along for the digital ride rather than just abandoning them.
Exactly. Integrating AI and physical sensors secures those local jobs while modernizing the whole physical supply chain. It bridges that massive gap between the traditional workforce and the digital age.
So it's easy to look at a government master plan like this and think, oh, it has nothing to do with my daily life.
Right, just bureaucratic paperwork.
Yeah. But for you listening, why you should care is that this blueprint proves the digital economy isn't just about the consumer apps you download on your phone.
It's about weatherproofing the physical world, making traditional industries greener and more resilient to global shocks, like a pandemic or a supply chain crash.
The line between the physical world and the digital world is just completely evaporating, which leaves us with a pretty wild thought to mull over.
Oh, definitely.
If a nation can build a working digital twin of a complex, unpredictable coal mine to test for safety and efficiency before anyone even picks up a shovel.
Yeah.
How far are we from building a digital twin of an entire national economy?
Wow. Like simulating job markets, testing policies, and predicting economic ripple effects all before they ever actually affect real people.
Exactly. Upgrading the operating system in a simulation before ever pushing it live to the running computer. Mm-hmm. Something for you to think about.